We are here at the Great Barbecue Lossal at World Pork Expo, and with me is Ann. And Ann, could you give me your full name, title, where you're from?
You bet. It's Ann Renstrom. I am with the National Pork Board, and I'm the coordinator of the Great Pork Barbecue Lossal here in Des Moines.
Now, is this the 21st year for the Barbecue Lossal?
It is. The year that, unfortunately, we had the foot and mouth disease and we didn't have World Pork Expo, we still held the barbecue contest up in the campgrounds here at the fairgrounds. So, yes, we are the 21st annual.
So you're a year ahead of the World Pork Expo.
We are.
You're a year older.
Yes.
Well, tell me about what the Great Barbecue Lossal is and how it fits in with the aims of the National Pork Board.
Well, number one, they're all cooking pork. They're cooking in the categories which are unusual of whole hog, which doesn't happen in KCBS-sanctioned events. And then obviously all contests cook shoulder, and they cook ribs, but then we also cook loin. And that is a category that is not usually done in a traditional contest either. So we're really cooking the pork on this weekend and letting consumers know what they can do. These guys, you know, they can't go home every night and do this like they do, but they do it every weekend. And what they're doing for the pork industry, I've always said, if they quit cooking pork, shoulder, butts, and ribs at a contest, we'd really be hurting.
How many competitors do you have at the event?
We have 61 this year, which is unfortunately about 19 down from last year. But a lot of teams had different things going. It wasn't gas, which I was glad to hear about. But we had weddings, caterings, you know, that type of thing. But 61 from 13 states with 9 new teams.
Wow, that's great. Now, what are they competing for?
The grand champion is going to take home $10,000 plus any monies that they have won in the individual categories.
Wow, that's pretty impressive. Well, Ann, is there anything else you'd like to add about how this event has maybe changed in the last 20 years?
I've come a long ways as a coordinator. I was just telling somebody that what I do now, I just laugh at how bad it was. I've gotten a lot better organized, and someday I'm going to get to enjoy this event.
So you've been doing it the whole 21 years?
I have been with this all 21 years, yes.
Wow. So how many competitors were there the first year then?
We had over 100.
No kidding.
We had a lot of backyarders in Des Moines, but we considered them part of it. I believe I had 79 or 80 last year. So we've been in the 80 to 85 range every year. So this, it's just as much work at 61 as it is for 85, other than finding space.
Now, how are the entries judged?
They are judged on taste, tenderness, and appearance. The first thing they see is the tray for appearance, and they score it, and that's it. There's no comparison. They make that gut. My gut is always, how bad do I want to put this in my mouth? And that's how I score it. When they're done appearance, then we take out and put on a tray, and they are judged for taste and tenderness. 9 is the best, 1 is a DQ, and anything in between. And unfortunately, it is subjective. It's your taste. You know, you might get a piece that's dry, you might get it too hot. And then the only thing the judges get in between bites and categories is crackers and water. And they are eating over 2 pounds of meat just judging the samples that they're judging today. So there is a lot of pork going on this week.
Now, who are the judges and how do you choose them?
They are certified. They have to go through the Kansas City sanctioning event, which is a 4-hour course that anybody can take. They just need to contact either a local area or the Kansas City Barbecue Society in Kansas City, and there are classes all the time. And once you're certified and you keep up your membership, you're a certified judge, you can go around the country, and if you're going to be somewhere and you know there's a contest, you can apply. You might not get chosen, but you can apply. I have judges from the Midwest pretty much this year, but all but one of them are certified, and the other gentleman has been with me for probably 15 of the 20 years, and he's in the pork industry.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Ann. Reporting from the Great Barbecue Lossal at World Pork Expo, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.